I'm Paloma Wiggins, a recent graduate of Yellow Springs High School, and I started Simply Women 5 years ago. It's a nonprofit organization basically to keep girls' athletics, increase the participation of girls in athletics, and also to raise awareness about fitness and healthy lifestyles.
I'm Alice Miller, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Molly Hendrickson, and I will also be a sophomore at Yellow Springs.
Okay, Paloma, tell me how you came about to discover this organization. What was the impetus to get you to do that? And go into a little bit more detail about what it does.
Okay, so originally, Simply Women started out as just a fundraiser for the high school cross country team. The boys were getting different stuff like team shirts and everything that the girls' team wasn't getting, and we wanted to have some team bonding stuff of our own. So it started out as a fundraiser, but the more I talked to people in the community and stuff, I found that it's actually a bigger issue with all girls' athletics, especially in our community, I think in a lot of communities, but here in Yellow Springs too, keeping girls' participation up through high school has been difficult. So it kind of evolved into what it is now. In the past couple of years after we got started, we put a lot of money back into the school. So uniforms for girls' teams, like help pay for them or totally pay for them. And also bringing in guest speakers, funding girls' night out events, helping local Girl Scout troops bring in documentaries. We also have a $500 scholarship for a Yellow Springs High School girl every year for a senior girl who's demonstrated qualities of good leadership, you know, decent grades, and really helping keep girls' athletics going.
Now, do you work with the school administration on this? How do you pick the winner?
So for picking the scholarship winner, it's a combination of like principal, sometimes coaches, also the athletic director. And usually there's a couple people who kind of stick out, and then it's kind of just narrowed down from there. The winner isn't necessarily someone who's like the best athlete or the best in their sport. In the past, last year, we had a all-time high for the 5K of 250 participants. So some of those were from Yellow Springs. Some of them were from out of state, a lot of Columbus, Cincinnati area too. This past year, our numbers were a little lower, but we also moved the race date a month earlier. So I think people are adjusting to that. The athletic director, Steve Rossi, and Tim Cryer, the principal at the high school, have both been very helpful. Mr. Cryer is also on our advisory panel that I created this year and helping Molly and Alice have some support once I leave. So he's also on the advisory panel and has been very supportive and helpful.
Okay, Molly and Alice, let me have you guys jump in. And I understand that now that Paloma is leaving, you guys will take over. And tell me about the challenge in doing that and how you guys feel about it.
I'm excited because I know that we're going to have help, which is always nice. And I think it'll be fun, but nerve-wracking, maybe a little bit at first.
I think it'll be cool because you get to put on a 5K, and that's pretty awesome. But I'm also sort of nervous, but there's the board that'll help us through that.
And you guys will be running the show. Is Paloma helping you guys learn the ropes?
Yes. This year we helped set up the 5K, and I liked spray painting arrows on the street. That was fun. And so we kind of ran through it the first time.
Yeah, it was nice that she gave us a year and she didn't just like go off to college and was like, oh, you guys are helping next year.
So you guys have kind of been doing this for a year?
Well, this is our first year, but okay. Yeah.
Paloma, are you leaving this in capable hands?
Oh, yeah. I'm more confident in them than they are in themselves. So I'm sure it'll be great, and there's things you'll learn along the way, but there's seven other really awesome people on the board that are going to be very helpful, and I think they're going to do a great job. Confidence in them.
Thank you guys very much, and good luck, Paloma, as you go to school, and good luck for you guys taking the reins over.
Thank you.